This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. 16-day international campaign against gender-based violence starts today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says women need to reach policy-making level to empower themselves. As many as 65 political parties registered so far for the election to the House of Representatives on March 5th. And Ethiopian volcano erupts after lying dormant for 12,000 years, ash approaching China, India and parts of Middle East. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has stated that although effective laws have been made regarding women, there are problems in their implementation. Speaking at the inaugural ceremony of the 16-day international campaign against gender-based violence, organized by the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens at the Prime Minister's office today, Prime Minister Karki said that merely having a woman as Prime Minister or President does not guarantee women's participation or ensure equality. She emphasized that only when women reach policy-making levels, through politics, decisions can be made on women's issues. Prime Minister Karki stressed the need to awaken society to eliminate violence against women, stating that women in rural areas are still forced to live difficult lives. Prime Minister Karki stressed the view that the feeling of equality between women and men needs to be developed in the society. On the occasion, Secretary of the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Lakshmi Basnet, informed that the government is running various programs for women's economic empowerment. Chairperson of National Women's Commission, Kamala Parajuli, pointed out that violence against women and girls has increased due to misuse of technology and stressed the need to make the campaign against gender-based violence even stronger. Similarly, coordinator of the Men's Campaign Against Violence Against Women, Sanjog Thakuri, said that the men's campaign is important to end violence against women. Each year, from November 25th to the 10th of December, the 16-day international campaign against gender-based violence is observed worldwide. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal has said holding elections successfully and creating a strong base for good governance were the priorities of the government. Addressing the Lumbini province-level security seminar held in Pairahawa today, Home Minister Ariyal mentioned that the government has been carrying out activities focusing on the election and good governance. He suggested the province government to prepare its security plan as per the election security plan passed by the Central Security Committee and implement it. A total of 65 political parties have been registered so far for the election to the House of Representatives slated for the 5th of March. According to the Election Commission, political parties registered for the coming House of Representatives election reached 65, after as many as 8 political parties registered yesterday itself. The Election Commission has set November 26, that is tomorrow, as the deadline for political parties willing to participate in the House of Representatives election to be registered for it. A total of 12 political parties were registered on the 17th of November, 5 on 18th of November, 8 on 19th of November, 8 again on 20th of November, 7 on 21st of November and 16 on the 23rd of November. The Vibaha Panchami festival, which marks the divine union of Lord Ram and Goddess Sita, is being celebrated across the country today with devotion. The week-long celebration is especially vibrant in Janakpur Dham, the city revered as the birthplace of Sita and the ancient capital of Mithila. It hosts thousands of devotees and visitors each year. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. A long dormant volcano in northern Ethiopia has erupted, sending large plumes of ash across the Red Sea towards Yemen and Oman. According to the BBC, the Haile Gubbi volcano in the Afar region, around 800 kilometers northeast of Addis Ababa, erupted for several hours on Sunday morning, covering the nearby village of Afdera in ash. No casualties casualties were reported. The Volcanic Ash Advisory Center in France stated that the eruption sent smoke up to 14 kilometers into the sky, with ash clouds drifting towards Yemen, Oman, India, and northern Pakistan. The Economic Times of India reported that the Indian Meteorological Department informed that the ash clouds were drifting eastwards towards China and were expected to clear Indian skies by 7:30 p.m. today. Ash from the eruption also affected flight operations in India yesterday, leading to cancellations across several airlines. Forecast models from the IMD indicated ash influence over Gujarat, Delhi, NCR, Rajasthan, Punjab, and Haryana. It also noted that high level of winds had carried the ash from Ethiopia across the Red Sea to Yemen and Oman, and then over the Arabian Sea towards western and northern India. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed proposed changes to the 28-point peace plan aimed at ending the war with Russia. Ukraine's European allies appear to have drafted a revised version after rejecting elements seen as favorable to Moscow. According to the BBC, Zelensky said on Telegram that the updated list of the steps to end the war could now be achievable and noted that several important points had been included in the new framework. In the early hours of Tuesday, Kiev Mayor Vitali Klitschko reported that a wave of Russian missile and drone strikes had hit an apartment building in the capital and caused disruptions to electricity and water supplies. Ukraine's Ministry of Energy also confirmed what it described as a large-scale combined attack on the country's energy infrastructure. It said energy teams would begin damage assessment and restoration work once conditions allowed. Meanwhile, U.S. and Ukrainian officials met in Geneva on Sunday to discuss the plan originally drafted by American and Russian officials in October, which had raised concerns in Kyiv and among European partners. Russian representatives, however, did not attend the meeting. Now, sports cricket. The Kathmandu Gorkhas are set to face the Lumbini Lions today in a key fixture of the ongoing Nepal Premier League NPL, the franchise-based T20 cricket tournament. Kathmandu, led by skipper Karan Kesi, have played three matches so far, registering one win and two losses. With 2 points on board, they currently sit in the third place on the league table. Similarly, the Lumbini Lions, captained by Rohit Baudil, have also secured 2 points from one win in their first three outings. With both teams tied on points, today's clash carries significant weight in the race for the playoff qualification. The day-night encounter will begin at 4 p.m. at the Thrivan University International Cricket Ground, Kirtipur, and will be held under the newly installed floodlights for the second edition of the Nepal Premier League 2025. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy over the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi province, while it will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. The 16-day international campaign against gender-based violence starts today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says women need to reach policy-making level to empower themselves. As many as 65 political parties have been registered so far for the election to the House of Representatives, slated for the 5th of March. An Ethiopian volcano erupts after lying dormant for 12,000 years, ash approaching China, India, and parts of the Middle East. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.